This week on America Interrupted from the PBS NewsHour. Amid the chaos of the pandemic, protests following another police shooting of a black man, devastating wildfires and hurricanes, President Trump accepted his party's nomination at a Republican National Convention like no other. So, how did the president defend his record and make the case for another 4 years? And were Republicans able to energize Trump's base while also winning over voters on the fence? Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted wherever you listen to podcasts.
Finally, tonight, as neighbors continue to try to socially distance, yet connect in some fashion with each other, the Red and Black Brass Band in St. Louis has found a way to bring music to the streets of its hometown. Local station KETC produced this story as part of our Canvas series. Lovely day, lovely day, lovely
day. We are the Red and Black Brass Band, and we're coming to your neighborhood.
Never thought that it would be in a situation, you know, like a pandemic, that we would be playing walking down the streets.
One day, Ben, who was my roommate, the tuba player, he knocked on my door and asked if I wanted to go outside and just play, get out the house, because, you know, we had been cooped up in the house for so long.
We didn't do this to kind of be disruptive. We wanted just to kind of be additive.
So he took out the tuba, I took out the trombone, and we just played for the neighborhood. The next day, our building manager told us that we had went viral on Twitter. We hadn't even noticed. And after that, we just decided, let's put the whole band together, let's get our frat brothers involved, and let's get this thing on the road.
Done it before, you know, all my life, you know, growing up in South Louisiana, you know, with Mardi Gras and all those things. And that's always a joyous occasion, but not for something like a pandemic.
We don't announce because we're a little worried that right now that if we announce, more people would show up and it'd be a little out of control for, you know, safety.
Hopefully we can just try to, you know, continue to bring some, you know, good spirit and music to the people.
Bringing the brass to the streets of St. Louis. And on the NewsHour online right now, we talked to two poets about the anniversary of Hurricane Katrina and how they found resilience in writing despite everything that was lost. That's on our website, pbs.org/newshour.